It's not a big corporation or a government body, but the Foundation for the Carolinas has become a driving force in the Charlotte region on issues like the environment, education, social services, and the arts. It's also helping transform Uptown, including a project just begun, the $100 million Carolina Theater renovation and hotel development. WFAE's David Borax takes a look at how it's grown.
The foundation started in 1958 with a $3,000 grant from the United Way. The idea was to grow a permanent endowment to pay for community needs. It grew slowly, hitting $1 million only in 1976. It took another 3.5 decades to reach $1 billion in 2012. But the next billion came quicker.
Well, my friends, with your generosity and our investment strategies, it only took 4 years to grow from $1 billion in assets to a record $2 billion.
That's Foundation for the Carolinas leader Michael Marsicano at the group's annual meeting in March. When he took over as CEO in 1999, it ranked 35th among U.S. community foundations by total assets. Now it's number 8. It's not a single pot of money, but a collection of more than 2,500 local charitable funds, says Marsicano.
Some of those are individuals and families who place dollars into funds in their name, and then over time they make grants out of those funds to the causes they care about.
Others are corporate foundations and nonprofit endowments, which use the foundation's services. Those services include investment management, record keeping, and advice on where to donate. Think of it as a sort of nonprofit bank with a focus on charitable giving in the 13-county Charlotte region. Clients pay annual fees, typically less than 1% of the assets, a lot like the fee you pay to a mutual fund or whoever manages your retirement account. Marsicano says the foundation's growth parallels the region's prosperity, at least among a segment of the population.
Folks are coming into considerable amounts of wealth that they have accumulated over time, and they're of an age that they're beginning to look at their assets from not just their own personal needs, but for what they can do to help the community.
But there are other reasons, too. The rising stock market has boosted fund values and spurred new donations. More nonprofits have picked the foundation to manage their endowments. And the foundation has come up with new ways to give, like a fund where you can donate shares of a business. The growth comes as fundraising stays flat or falls at other local charities, like the United Way and Arts and Science Council. They're losing popularity with wealthy donors, says Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy.
The community foundation probably gives the donor sort of more choices and more freedom to feel like they can put their money in different places, where the United Way, depending on how they give away money, it's still a little bit seems on the restrictive side to some donors.
The trend is national. The United Way is no longer the largest target for charitable donations in the U.S. That title now goes to an investment company, the charitable fund of mutual fund giant Fidelity Investments. The foundation's setup allows people to get a tax deduction today and decide where the money goes later, says Jennifer Muckley, a wealth planner with Abbott Downing, part of Wells Fargo. And Muckley says the arrangement has other attractions for her clients.
The unique thing of the Foundation for the Carolinas is that they can shoulder that administrative work and allow clients to still continue to see their money do good and be good stewards of their wealth at the same time. They don't have to learn new skill sets trying to administer a foundation.
The foundation's clients include some of the Charlotte region's most prominent families. These are people who built businesses, names like Levine, Belk, and Blumenthal. It's the focus on Charlotte that appealed to Peter Keene. He got rich running his own capital management firm. About 10 years ago, he thought about setting up his own foundation, but didn't know where to start. Friends steered him to the Foundation for the Carolinas.
This is a new world to me, and I think it is for a lot of entrepreneurs in Charlotte. They have their head down. They're doing whatever they do that they're passionate about, and then one day, if they're fortunate, they wake up and they realize they have the capacity to give back, but not necessarily the knowledge to give back intelligently.
The foundation and its clients gave away more than $300 million last year to causes in the environment, arts, education, human services, and health. Also on the list, population control and immigration restrictions. The foundation received criticism earlier this year after an LA Times report on the grants one foundation client gave to those causes. Marsicano says sometimes clients support causes others don't like.
We're a big tent. There are folks with fund holders who are quite conservative and folks who are fund holders who are quite liberal. And sometimes those fund holders actually contradict each other with the grants that they make. And that's what community is all about.
The foundation itself is becoming a key donor to causes chosen not by donors, but by its own community advisors. Projects like the recent Charlotte Economic Opportunity Task Force study, Project Lift in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, and the Carolina Theater redevelopment. Donations last year were about $10 million.
The larger we get and the more discretionary dollars we have over time, I think you'll see us continuing to add layers of those civic initiatives.
As the foundation has grown, so have staff and expenses, nearly $10 million last year. That includes salaries. Marsicano's is over $500,000 a year. Still, the foundation gets good marks for its finances, 3 out of 4 stars from the nonprofit rating service Charity Navigator. The foundation's growing influence has boosted Marsicano's reputation, too. In February, Charlotte Magazine put him number one on its list of Charlotte's 50 most powerful people. Former Bank of America CEO Hugh McCall says Marsicano deserves the notice.
Well, I think the Foundation for the Carolinas has been a brilliant idea that blossomed into one of the most important things in Charlotte. And what Michael Marsicano has been able to do is to raise sufficient funds to invest in good ideas in our city and help be the incubator for new ideas that help make this a better city.
A lot has changed since Marsicano came to Charlotte in 1989 to lead the Arts and Science Council. Then, he says, big civic initiatives happened around one table, which expanded as new people arrived. Now, he says, it's more challenging, with many groups all working on the same issues.
It's messier. It takes more time to get things done. But maybe in the end, the things that get done are fairer and more well thought through.
One initiative has been improving its own neighborhood along North Tryon Street. 2 years ago, the foundation led a community planning process to spur redevelopment, and it acquired the old Carolina Theater next to its headquarters. Ground was broken last month for a renovated theater and a 20-story hotel above it. It's expected to open in 2019. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.